Ja, there we go. Okay, we have Commissioner Kevin Gundlach with us tonight. And then we also have Commissioner Martha Bukalik Austin with us tonight. And I imagine our other commissioners will join us shortly. I know there was an update tonight. So we'll start out. Michael, did we have anybody registered at all for public comment?
There are no registrations for public comment.
And I don't see that we have any of the public here at the meeting. So unless I'm missing something, we'll proceed. That will take us right into the fire department items. And I saw that we had Assistant Chief Bavery with us. So Assistant Chief, we'll turn the meeting to
Sorry,
you.
pre
Oh, go
President
ahead.
Schaff, do you want to approve the minutes if you get a
Oh.
chance?
Yes, I skimmed right past that piece on the agenda. Thank you for that, Michael. Let's go ahead. We have meeting minutes. It's on the back of my page here, as a matter of fact. Meeting minutes from July 14th and July 17th. I assume commissioners had a chance to review them. I would make a motion that we approve the minutes for July 14th and July 17th. Go ahead, Martha.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and it looks like Commissioner Fudge Hart is just joining us now as well. Disclosures or recusals from commissioners at all? Okay. And it did look like there were quite a few new additions to our attachments for our information as far as things for the police chief process. I'll just remind commissioners to continue to look at that and take that public input. And with that, then we'll go to Assistant Chief Bavery for your report, Chief.
Thanks, Mary. Let me dive into my paperwork here. So we have a few things from the police, or I'm sorry, from the fire department, and I'll dive right into them. We do have a promotional process that you are all aware of, that we just finished up our apparatus engineer process, and we do have, at this point, Chief Carbon is introducing the following names for promotional consideration to the rank of apparatus engineer. They were successful in the promotional list, pending approval from the Police and Fire Commission. The members listed below will be subject to the normal probationary period, which is 1 year pursuant to State Statute 62.13, Section 4, Paragraph A. A personnel file has been completed by a commissioner. I think that was back on July 28th, of 2025. And pending approval tonight, we'd like to promote the following effective August 17th of 2025. That would be the top six in the process, which were firefighter Jared Jenkins, firefighter Richard Miyagawa, firefighter Eric Popovich, firefighter paramedic Nicholas George, firefighter paramedic Kyle Kampmeyer, and then firefighter Aaron Zerbakken.
Okay, and it looks like those are, did we have file reviews on those? Oh, they're final recommend. No, those are final, excuse me. Those are final recommendation items. So that is something we can proceed
Actually,
with.
President Schaaf, we've
Yeah, go
got
ahead.
down for closed session. Those were preliminary recommendations, and I think Martha, did you do the file reviews? Okay.
I did.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay. Thank you. And we'll hold that off. Thank you for that, Jenna. So we'll take that up after closed session. So please proceed, Chief Bavery.
Thank you. We do have an off-probation recommendation as well. Chief Carbon recommends a permanent placement of the name listed below. Was from Class 61 into the rank of firefighter after a successful completion of the 18-month probationary period. Quarterly evals were conducted by the assistant, I'm sorry, by the assigned lieutenant, and reviewed by the assistant chief of personnel, and no discrepancies were found. This effective date would be August 29th of 2025, and that was firefighter Elizabeth Healy.
Okay, so that is item number three on our agenda then, commissioners, and We will take a motion on the final recommendation for firefighter Healy.
I move that firefighter Elizabeth Healy be moved into the rank of permanent placement into the rank of firefighter after her su successful completion of the 18-month probationary period.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second with the effective date of August 29th as listed in the agenda. Any discussion, commissioners? All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? I think I had everybody on the ayes there, so I think we're good. Okay. Go ahead, Chief or Chief.
Thank you. We also have the, I just added it, so the eligibility hiring for the new firefighters. We did just complete the physical agility test as part of our process. I believe we had like 93 people that applied or were invited to the physical agility test. That was on Thursday, August 7th. Throughout the week, and then 93 people, like I said, were invited to take the PAT. The final interviews after those that were successful in that period, we'll have the final interviews, which will start the, I think, the Monday, August 25th. We're kind of miss a day or two in there because of conflict of scheduling, but basically we'll start August 25th and they'll run off and on for about 2 weeks. Everyone that did pass the PAT will have the opportunity to attend that final interview. And so I submitted the list of the eligibility list of all those that that passed the PAT, and that was just completed this past Thursday. So Chief Carbon recommends approval of that eligibility list, and then obviously after the final interview, a hiring list will be presented for the PFC approval, pending final interviews and background investigations as well. So those names were all submitted as a as another document too.
And commissioners, we got that list. I had a little bit of difficulty with opening it, but do others have questions on the list at all? Okay, with that in mind, then I would take a motion to move those candidates into the fire department's eligibility list as part of their hiring process.
So moved.
Have a mo have a motion and a second discussion. Hearing no discussion, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anybody? I don't think I heard anybody. Anybody who does not approve? I don't think I heard any. I think again we had it all. So, okay, that one passes then as well. Yeah, go ahead, Michael. I can't hear you.
Sorry, my audio hiccuped there. I thought Martha seconded the motion, but okay, great.
Yeah. Okay. That takes care then of item number four on our agenda. Please proceed.
Thank you. The final one is just the personnel investigations. We still do have two open investigations involving potential violations. One is a traffic accident. MFD Rule 19 drivers, when responding to an emergency call, shall exercise judgment and care with due regard to the safety of life and property. MFD Rule 39 members must conform to the to conform and properly obey all the laws, and MFD Rule 18 members shall conform to the rules and regulations of all of the department, observe all the laws. And then we also still have the same one from last month is MFD Rule 18 members shall conform to the rules and regulations of the department, observe the laws, APMs, and ordinances. MFD Rule 39 members must conform to and promptly obey all laws. And MFD Rule 51 members shall at all times conduct themselves so not to bring the department in disrepute. And finally, APM 2-33, employees will adhere to federal, state, and local laws. And that is it for the fire department agenda tonight.
Commissioners, do you have questions for the fire department? Hearing none, I want to thank you for your time tonight, Chief Mabry. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That would take us then to police department items, and I believe we have Captain Drescher with us. There she is. Captain, go ahead and proceed, please.
All right. Thank you very much. Our first agenda item is consideration potential action regarding the final recommendation from the Chief of Police for the promotion from an acting status to a permanent status after the per successful completion of her probationary period, and that's Officer Bailey Heimsoff.
Okay, commissioners, this is a final recommendation, so we'll go ahead and take a motion on it. I'll go ahead and make the motion on this one. I would move approval of the final recommendation of the police chief, the acting police chief, for Officer Heimsaw effective August 7th, 2025, after the completion of the probationary period. So the final position into police officer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion from commissioners. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion passes as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Next agenda item, I had it as TBD on the agenda, but we're actually not asking for anybody to be added to the eligibility list at this time. What we are asking is for the next agenda item, which is item number 10, is that we are asking to take three folks off of our eligibility list and move them to our hiring list after they have completed all of our backgrounds, all of our interviews, and we'd like to offer them job offers, conditional. And that is, I believe, David Bohm, Andres Hermes, and Thomas Unitan. And I sent their bios. I know it was late. We were waiting for a call back from one person.
Okay. And then, commissioners, that didn't come with our original packet, but it did come in later. So I will take a motion on the three that the department would like to move to the hiring list.
So moved.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion or questions for police? No discussion or questions. All in favor of the three candidates to be added to the hiring list for police? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, please proceed, Captain.
Thank you very much. Next up is just our little bit of an update on our pre-service academy. So we have 32 recruits in our academy, and they have all successfully passed phase one of state testing, and they will move into phase two. They are currently doing EVOC, and they have OC and TASER exposure in the next 2 weeks. Always an exciting time.
Very activity filled.
Yes, it is. Just one then resignation for the next agenda item. That's Jason Trezabuski. He started with us a couple of years ago and decided that Wisconsin weather is not his favorite and decided to go to California. And then finally, our disciplinary matters. We have three carrying over from the previous months. One is code of conduct, unlawful conduct. The second is also code of conduct, unlawful conduct. The third is code of conduct, performance of duties. And our newest one is code of conduct, unlawful conduct. And I'm happy to discuss more.
Do commissioners have questions about any of the material presented by the police department? Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your report tonight and your time, Captain. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item up is our contemplated closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub C to discuss and take action, if appropriate, regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, and Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub e regarding conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. Specifically, the consideration of the preliminary recommendation of the acting chief for the promotion of the following candidate and report out on personnel file review, and that is Tanner Sandmeyer, officer to investigator, with an effective date of August 10th. And then consider the preliminary recommendation of the fire chief for the promotion of the following candidates and report on the personnel file reviews. That's firefighter Jarrett Jenkins to AE, effective August 17th. Firefighter Richard Miagua to AE, effective August 17th. Firefighter Eric Popovich to AE, effective August 17th. Firefighter paramedic Nicholas George to AE, effective August 17th. Firefighter paramedic Kyle Kempmeyer to AE, effective August 17th. And firefighter Aaron Zurbuchen to AE, effective August 17th. The last item is item C, to discuss confidential interview questions for the police chief finalists. I'll take a motion on closed session.
I move that we move into closed session.
Have a motion, need a second.
Second.
Have a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody abstain? Okay. We'll do closed session. You want to turn off the recording mic and turn it over to Jenna? Hi, Mike. Okay, so the motion to come back to open session was Commissioner Fudge Hart, seconded by Gunlock, passed on voice vote. And then, commissioners, I do believe we have some motions here in open session based on our discussion in closed session.
Yes, I move that per Interim Chief Patterson's recommendation that Officer Tanner Sandmeyer be promoted to investigator effective 8/10/2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion from the commission? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstention? None. And that one will pass. And I have another motion.
I move that for Chief Carbon's recommendation, the following personnel will be approved for the position of apparatus engineer effective August 17th, 2025. Firefighter Jarrett Jenkins, firefighter Richard Miagawa, firefighter Eric Popovich, firefighter paramedic Nicholas George, firefighter paramedic Kyle Kampmeyer, and firefighter Aaron Zurbuchen.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And that looked like I was unanimous. We'll go with that. So I will take the final motion of the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
You can take it.
Does that count as a motion and a second? I don't know. I got a motion and I got that second.
I got Martha by a nose on that. So
okay. So we got the motion. So all in favor.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.